Hello, everyone. Our devotion for tonight, titled, A Mandate to Witness. I'm going to read from Acts 1:8 and from Matthew 28:19 and 20. The Lord speaking to the disciples, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and even to the newest, remotest part of the earth. The Lord also, in his final words to the disciples, he gave them the commission, saying, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. This commission lays an obligation on all Christians, and the church also has the biggest responsibility to take this mandate seriously and carry on with this huge, important responsibility. The disciples did, and they turned the world upside down, and the gospel has reached the four corners of the world. The Christian church today that responds obediently to Jesus' commission and acts on Jesus' behalf in the extension of his ministry should focus on preaching the gospel and witness of what Jesus did in every life that came to him for salvation. Someone may ask, how do I witness? Just go to a courtroom and look at a witness on the stand and see what's the first requirement. One, a witness must be certain of the facts, or else there is no need for him to appear in court. If the witness says, when asked a question, I think, immediately the opposing attorney will rise and say, I object, Your Honor. We are not interested in what this witness thinks. We are interested in what he knows. The judge will then sustain the objection. Two, the first qualification for a witness of Jesus Christ that he or she must know something to witness about. Three, he or she must be vocal about their experience. And you know, Paul was always vocal and stated his beliefs and his purpose. And he kept preaching and repeating his testimony all his life. He sums it up in this precious verse, writing to his son, spiritual son, Timothy, testifying about his Christian experience. In 2 Timothy 1:12, he says, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed. And I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. And it is my prayer that each and every one of us will be able to say that when we reach the portals of heaven. Witnessing is to open about your faith and the power of Christ in your life. To know about Jesus and fail to tell others is a big mistake. As someone said, it is criminal. If someone is perishing and we refrain from helping and we do not offer Jesus as the only Savior, the responsibility falls on us. Our failure to ask someone if he or she would like to become a Christian may be the only reason that person does not become saved. John D. Rockefeller Sr. played golf with a dear friend of his in the insurance business. One day the friend heard that Rockefeller had taken out a life insurance policy for $1 million. When he saw his friend next day, he called him the wealthy man, he asked, "Why didn't you let me write the insurance policy for you?" Rockefeller replied, "Why didn't you ask me to let you know?" Many people never become Christians simply because good people who know Jesus as Savior and could not witness what the Lord had done to their lives simply fail to tell a lost friend about the Lord Jesus Christ. Friends, the world is perishing, and we must not keep silent. The mandate is to go witnessing. All it takes is to tell how the Lord saved us and gave us this life that is filled with joy, peace in the middle of a stormy world. Today is the day of salvation. And do we sit idle? It is time to rise and testify of what the Lord has done for us and with us, and how he had mercy on us all. When the blind man was asked, "Who opened your eyes?" he said, "That's his testimony. I was blind, and now I see." He silenced all his critics. This is our present challenge. Do we sit still or follow what the disciples did? Shall we be silent with our salvation or rise in obedience to God's mandate? May the Lord give us the courage and the real zeal to rise to the occasion in spite of the schemes of the devil and our adversaries. Friends, it might be our last chance before we hear the trumpet sounds. Until next time, keep healthy, stay safe, and may the Lord continue to bless you.